You are now listening to Productivity Boss Moves with Robert Price. For more, visit robertprice.co.
Welcome to Productivity Boss Moves. This is your host, formerly known as Productivity Coach, now Business Coach, Robert Price. And I am here to say Happy New Year, first of all, but also just to apologize, man, because 2020, as you all know, it was a really crazy year. One like no other year we've ever experienced before. And man, I was just doing a lot of thinking with the podcast, a lot of just kind of unraveling of where this should be going. And because of that, you know, you guys haven't heard from me in a while, but I wanted to come back today to just let you know what's going on in the life of Productivity Boss Move. So now this podcast, the name of this podcast will be changing to the Focus Academy podcast, and the podcast will mainly be focused on entrepreneurs who, man, they're just all over the place trying to figure things out, get their lives in order, but have maybe multiple business ideas that they are, you know, trying to work their way through, but having a struggle locking in on one that they can really make pop and really blow up. And so myself, as well as my entrepreneur friends, will be joining me on the podcast this year. I'll do some interviews this year, as well as some really short solo episodes that I'll do in between. But I know that, man, this is a time where it's even tougher now than ever to take in like loads and loads of information. And so I'll be very brief with you on the episodes that are solo. Of course, the interview episodes will be longer conversation style interviews, but in between, I'll give you those shorter episodes. And the podcast will be coming out every Wednesday morning at 5 a.m. So you'll be receiving that to your podcast, whatever your podcast platform is. It'll be coming out Wednesdays at 5 a.m. And so, yeah, it'll be called the Focus Academy podcast. I'm still talking about a lot of this similar stuff. Right. It's a lot of the same type of stuff, but directly, more directly speaking to entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs, and even some seasoned entrepreneurs who are looking to make some pivots and adjustments in their lives. So, but today I want to talk to you about your 2021 plan. And I got to warn you before I let you know, it's really, really simple, but it's really, really easy not to do, right? Jim Rohn, he used to say, what's easy is easy to do, but it's also easy not to do. So I want to share this with you. And I want to remind you of a quote by a gentleman named Brian Tracy. He says this in his book, Eat That Frog. But the quote says that every minute you spend in planning saves you 10 minutes in execution. Again, every minute you spend in planning saves you 10 minutes in execution, which doesn't maybe not seem like that much when you only plan for a minute, right? Because if you can execute for 10 minutes, like, what can you really accomplish in 10 minutes? However, if you multiply that, if you say, hey, I'm going to spend 30 minutes, man, that's 5 hours of execution you've just opened yourself up to. And so anyways, just going to this concept of planning, right? Everybody's in this mode of goal setting, and maybe they were, you know, people were doing that in December, but I know some people are still doing that in January. And one of the things I had to be honest with myself about is, man, Robert, you're a coach, you're doing this stuff, but one of the things that, if I'm telling the truth, I could be a lot more consistent on is these the annual planning time, the quarter planning time, the monthly planning time, the weekly, the daily. Like, sometimes life just is happening and coming at you so fast that you just get going and you start running. But one thing I realized is, especially with the bigger planning times, the year, the annual, the quarter, and the monthly, I didn't put that on my calendar. And so often it would get away from me. I might have a date, a time in mind that I would do, and sometimes I would do it, but I wasn't really consistent at it. So I've made that adjustment. And let me tell you, I've been using it. I've used it for a few different days that have come up now, because I started my planning in December, and it has been a major game changer. I feel way more equipped to handle, you know, the road ahead now that I have that in place, and I set it up as a recurring for year after year. So every December, a certain time, at the one day at the end of every month, I'll do my monthly. One day at the end of every quarter, there's already a quarterly planning process that takes place. And then my weekly, man, I used to have 7 o'clock on Sundays as my weekly time that I would do my goal planning for the week. And what I realized is, man, family's happening, things are happening. And, you know, it's probably not the smartest time for me to choose, because it's kind of in the heart of, maybe wifey wants to watch a movie, or, you know, something may go on. And so what I realized is, hey, you wake up early. Why don't you do Sundays at 5:30 a.m., right, instead of waiting to that evening time? And so I've put that in my calendar and made that adjustment. And yeah, let me just tell you, it's a major game changer. But putting your planning time in your calendar, that's it, right? Like, that's, if you just do that, I believe you'll start to see a big change in the results that you're able to achieve, just based on the time you're spending in your planning. So that is the boss move of the week, to schedule your planning time, not just for the day, but also for the week, for the month, for the quarter, and for the year. And if you need a little guidance with that, for annual planning, usually I set aside an entire day, right, to plan for, to make my annual plan. And then for the quarter, take about 2 or 3 hours, one particular day. And for the month, I take about 1 to 2 hours. And then for the week, do about 30 minutes. And then an hour. 30 minutes to an hour for the week, and then for the day, about 15 to 30 minutes, right? And also, I made an adjustment where planning my day out that at the end of the previous work day, that has been working wonders. So that's a few little gems in there, but the main thing is, whatever time works best, and I want you to be honest about with yourself about, hey, when is really going to work the best for me to put these planning times on my calendar, and then stick to them? And I promise you will see a major difference in your results. But I'm really excited about what's ahead in 2021, and the entrepreneurs you'll get an opportunity to hear from who are killing it in their respective industries. And then I'll also come to you with the shorter episodes, solo episodes for you as well. But the podcast will have a similar similar flow where I'm always going to make sure you take away something. I'll make sure the guests give you something to take away, and I'll certainly always have something for you to take away so that you can get 1% better each and every week. But that is it. And I'm thank you for receiving my apology. I am imagining that you have received my apology and you're ready to move forward in 2021. So thanks for hanging in there with me if you're listening to this, and I can't wait to see what's ahead. So remember, it's not enough to dream. We must do something about it. I'm Robert Price, formerly known as your productivity coach, now business coach, helping you to focus on what matters most. Everybody, have a productive week.
Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Productivity Boss Moves. If you have any questions, topic suggestions, or just want to say hello, visit robertprice.co. If you haven't done so already, please take a minute and leave a quick rating and review of the show on Apple Podcasts or any other platform you listen to.